This is Tobin Slavin, and I'm back with the Stop Marketing Now podcast. Stop marketing and do this instead. Now, what is the this? You have to stick around to the end. I explain that a little bit more. But as I entered my office this morning, it seems like all is right in the world. It's going to be 80 degrees here in Maine, so we've gone through another long winter, and we're excited to finally have some nice weather. We're hiring new people onto the team, so lots of exciting stuff happening with Must Try It Media. And today I want to talk about actually something that I'm witnessing this of what is working and what is not, because I've had this experience over the last a couple of weeks where I've seen several projects go out, and I'm seeing some things work really well and in other cases not work so well, and I'm seeing a difference in what's dictating those results, and I wanted to share that with you because maybe you will benefit from the same information if you think about or look at your projects in a slightly different way. You make this slight shift in the projects that you're doing, you may see dramatically different results from your efforts. So let's get into this for a second. So there's this term, you may have even heard it, you may have even seen it advertised in your community, called relationship banking. So that's used by the banks. When what they mean by that is, back when banking was an actual relationship between two people, you'd go in, you'd talk about your banking needs, and they would make a decision on who you were as a person and getting to know the character behind that person. I don't think that actually happens a whole lot. In fact, my experience with banks these days is that they're run by numbers. They're run by math formulas. They look at credit scores. Basically, every decision is made by a math formula. So I don't know if relationship banking, that term that they coined, even exists these days, but I do know that it exists in the world that I work in, which is list building, responsiveness of those lists, and monetization, which is actually turning those clicks, those conversations you're having with your list, into transactions, into cash, into money in the bank for you. Absolutely, relationship banking applies there. Let me explain. So when you go to do business with someone, particularly on the web, on the internet, it's so important to build that know, like, and trust, to build a relationship with that person, because we live in a world, there's fake news, there's people pulling all kinds of craziness online, and it's really difficult at times to know who you're dealing with, what is the character of that person, and can you trust them? Can you really, are they going to deliver the results that you're looking for, that they promise? So this idea of relationship banking comes in because that means that you build a bank balance with every person that you interact with. Now, what do I mean by a bank balance? I'm not talking about dollars yet, although it will end up there. What I'm talking about is making those little deposits of trust, the know, like, and trust, with the people. So here's the exercise. I want you to think about this in a very practical way. Think about the people that you do business with, that you'd like to have more of them, and I want you to pick one person. You know, some people call this your avatar, some people call it your ideal client. What I want you to think of is a real person that you actually do business with now, and you'd like to have more people like that. So get that person in mind, like literally create that picture, think of their name, think about what they want and need, like what is their circumstance, what's their story, and then pick another one, pick one more person. I think you can do this. I think you can hold two or even three people in mind, but then, and we're only going that deep, two or three people now, but I want you to actually hold them in your mind, think about their needs for a second, and I want you to think about your interactions with them. How can you deposit more in that relationship account and build a balance with that person? How can you give first? How can you give regularly to those two or three people that you have in mind? Now, giving does not necessarily have to be a monetary thing. It might be sharing really useful information. It might be telling them a funny story and entertaining them. But how can you make their day better? How can you provide more in their life? Okay. Now, when you do this, each time you make one of those small gives, you're actually building that balance. It's like making a deposit into that bank account with that one person. You and that person share a relationship account together. And every time you're making these gives, you're depositing and the balance is growing. And then it grows a little bit more because you're giving first, you're giving regularly, the balance is growing. And then when you come to the place where you actually want them to take action, maybe buy your product or service, or maybe support a a cause or a nonprofit that you love and you want them to join you and double your impact that way, when you put your call to action in front of them, that is a withdrawal. Now you're asking for something. But what we know is that givers get. You have to build that balance with people first. You have to build that know, like, and trust. And this is the number one mistake. If you look at what 99% of the world is doing with email marketing, even what's happening on social media right now, people go in hard and strong and they're asking, do this, do this, buy this. They're pushing, they're asking, they're making the withdrawals, and there's no balance to draw upon. So that's why it's really important. Are you playing a short game or are you playing the long game? When you play the long game, you're building those balances and you can draw upon those balances. And where I see this playing out is in the responsiveness of your list. If you're going to your list with a message and you're not getting a response, it's because you have a zero and maybe even a negative relationship balance with your list right now or with those individuals. You've asked more of them than you've given them. So we reverse this equation. How do we do that? Well, one way we do it is we like to use, for example, giveaways. Giveaways are a really fun way of creating prizes and rewards and putting those in the hands of your audience as a way of saying thank you. Now, you may not have the resources to give something away to everybody, but you certainly could get a really cool or several cool prizes and put it in a pool and draw names out randomly or even reward people who talk about your business the most. That's one way of giving back. Everyone loves those cool prizes that way. Another way you can give is with information. We do the weekly curated newsletters, and they're a completely different animal than what everyone else is doing in email marketing, because instead of pushing a message out that talks about us and tries to sell our stuff, and I'm talking about doing this, we do this with our clients as well. Instead of making the topic about the person who's trying to sell something or trying to sell their cause or their mission or whatever the case may be, what we do is make the conversation about topics that the audience is interested in. We give them useful information. We make their day a little bit better. We entertain them. We inform them. We educate them. We share something of value so that they look forward. That's how you create eager readers who are going to open your next message, because you're always giving first and giving regularly, right? Givers get, give first, give regularly, because the grass is greener where you water it. And that's really what we're doing. We're playing this long game of building the relationships. If you're hitting your list and you're not getting any responsiveness, if they're not clicking, if they're not opening, it's because you've asked too much of them. You've not built those balances. So again, this is just a short idea. We try to put this in bite-sized chunks. This is the Stop Marketing Now podcast. Do this instead. And what is the this? What is the this that you should be doing instead of your marketing? Because your marketing, that sales and marketing, those salesy messages, that's asking. Those are more withdrawals from those. And if you have no balance to draw upon, you're not going to get the results you're looking for. So you need to give first. You need to start a conversation. Those will be the deposits into that account with the people you want to do business with. They will come to know, like, and trust you, and you will ultimately get the results that you want out of this. I hope this was useful for you. Again, just a very short tidbit, but I'm seeing it play out in multiple occasions now. And my advice to you is think about how you can give first and give regularly and build that account, that relationship banking account with the people in your audience.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.